I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Fox News has learned from a senior Trump administration official and a second source directly involved in the negotiations that Hamas has drafted a personal letter to President Trump asking him to guarantee a 60-day pause in the fighting in exchange for immediately releasing half of the hostages being held inside Gaza. We understand this letter is currently with the Qataris and is expected to be delivered to the president this week. Remember, there are still 48 hostages being held by the terror group inside the Gaza Strip. It's estimated around 20 are believed to be alive. And the negotiations were moving forward, but earlier this month, the Israelis launched airstrikes against Hamas inside the Qatari capital of Doha. They have been stalled ever since, but officials hope this letter will help to jumpstart the conversations and ultimately get President Trump directly involved to try and reach an agreement to get the hostages home and end this war.
That is the intent of this sudden letter sent by Hamas direct to President Trump, urging him to bring an end to the war and basically agree with them that Palestine should be a free state. This is the beginning of a bigger picture that could be consuming. 151 of the 193 member states of the UN, just over 78%, are now recognizing the state of Palestine as a sovereign state. And many of our allies, those on the West, have stepped in to do the same. That would include the UK, Canada, Australia, France supposedly is ready to do it at any moment. Italy is somewhat cautious because they're increasing protest, trying to force their way in. I'm looking at so many of these stories that it's as if Hamas sat down and wrote every word. Netanyahu vowing retaliation ahead of more Palestinian recognitions at the UN. You heard part of that in the Trey Yanks report. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. September the 22nd, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, or Larry Connors USA Rumble. And everything goes up as a podcast when we do complete. That would be at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right now. Later in this hour, we're going to be joined by Elizabeth Kaiser, host of Straight Lines on Newstalk STL on Sunday evenings. She's an attorney, a mother, and also very outspoken on her views, and I wanted her perspective on the Charlie Kirk assassination and the memorial services this last weekend, yesterday. That'll be coming up shortly. But back to the issue of the state of Palestine having an official sovereignty. There have been previous accords written, and in fact, Jerusalem gave Palestine additional land. And there was a plan to give them more. But then the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin and Benjamin Netanyahu's ascension to power, those negotiations stalled out. And Palestine, the Palestinians turned to Hamas. And Hamas wanted only to kill all Jews. A friend of mine, his son is in the States for a period of a break. He is a member of the IDF, currently in the reservist. And he said, everybody should remember. They should remember before October 7 and the massacre inside Jerusalem, we were preparing to open up more job visas for those living in Palestine so they could come into Jerusalem and make better money than they could in Palestine. Beneficial for us, beneficial for them. But then came the attack of October 7. Many are saying, look, Trump is a deal maker, and he supposedly could step in and take advantage of this sudden new recognition of Palestine as a free state.
Hamas and everyone in the Middle East understands that President Trump is a deal maker. He wants to see an agreement that would ultimately end this conflict, bring the hostages home, alleviate the suffering for Palestinian civilians, and stabilize the Middle East. And President Trump has been very clear since the October 7th massacre that we saw here on the ground in Israel that he wants peace in the Middle East. We saw the Abraham Accords, and ultimately the hope here in the region is that if a ceasefire is reached inside Gaza, you'd not only bring the hostages home, alleviate the sufferings for civilians, but enter into a new chapter where more deals can be made to have some level of stability across the region.
How significant is it that they feel as though they're better off dealing with President Trump than Netanyahu?
It's significant. And look, the president has been able to bring a lot of wars to a close around the world. He's been able to de-escalate a lot of tension in the region. There are conversations taking place with Syrian leadership right now to reach some sort of normalization agreement with Israel. But his Middle East team, specifically Steve Witkoff and Adam Bowler, have been leading the charge here to try to get some sort of agreement together. The war in the Middle East, specifically inside the Gaza Strip, has been going on for more than 700 days.
Had you stopped to think of it in those terms? 700 days. And there are an estimated 40 hostages still being held, possibly only half of that number still alive. But they hold the bodies as a bargaining chip. What kind of nation works on the theory that we're going to hold your dead sons and daughters until you give us what we want? We're holding their bodies. Then you look at the aspect of once we reach whatever 700 number one day would be that brings a, quote, end to the war.
President Trump preparing to address the UN General Assembly. That'll be on Tuesday as more U.S. allies, including the UK, Canada, Australia, all recognize the existence, get this, of a Palestinian state. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responding, saying the countries, quote, are giving a huge reward to terrorism. Anyone going to dispute that? Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, joins us now. Ambassador, your thoughts about the significance of this move?
Good morning, Brian. Always good to be with you. The move is anti-Israel. It's anti-Palestinian, and it's anti-American. It's anti-Israel, obviously, as the prime minister says. It's a reward for terror. This is a Palestinian state that doesn't recognize Israel, doesn't even recognize our right to exist, teaches its kids to kill Israelis, pays for murderers of Israelis in our jails. This is not a move toward peace. It's very, very anti-Israel, but it's also anti-Palestinian. Who's celebrating this? It's Hamas.
That is a key point. There is no celebration except for Hamas, because they believe we achieved what we wanted. So if we continue our terrorist campaign on any other front, we will again achieve. It may take a while, but we will get what we want. France and Saudi Arabia holding an international peace summit today. And French President Macron giving preliminary information that his nation will also recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. There's nothing good for Israel, nothing good for Jews. It is basically not only endorsing, but emboldening and praising Hamas for what they did. Andorra, Belgium, Luxembourg, Malta, San Marino, all of them have said they will recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. Yesterday, Australia, Britain, Canada, Portugal. France says its plan is to aim for a two-state solution. That is not what Hamas wants. Hamas wants from the river to the sea, all of it. Germany, still on the sidelines, Italy, the U.S., and Israel. But the push is more recognition for Palestinian.
President Trump preparing to address the UN General Assembly. That'll be on Tuesday as more U.S. allies, including the UK, Canada, Australia, all recognize the existence, get this, of a Palestinian state. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responding, saying the countries, quote, are giving a huge reward to terrorism. Anyone going to dispute that? Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, joins us now. Ambassador, your thoughts about the significance of this move.
Good morning, Brian. Always good to be with
you. Yeah, I wanted you to hear that again because it has no bearing on safety and security of the Middle East. On another front, yesterday's memorial service for Charlie Kirk was massive in person for those who got inside the Coliseum and the stadium and those still outside watching, and on broadcast and the internet. And Erica Kirk said she would be carrying Charlie's mission forward.
The world needs Turning Point USA. It needs a group that will point young people away from the path of misery and sin. It needs something that will lead people away from hell in this world and in the next. It needs young people pointed in the direction of truth and beauty. And so I promise you today, every part of our work will become greater. I am tremendously honored to be the new CEO of Turning Point USA.
And she says that we are going to continue the mission. And he'd said previously that she would forgive and has forgiven the man who took her husband's life. She also pointed out that the U.S. is seeing and should continue seeing a revival as many people went to church for the first time and looked to God. She added this: God's mercy and God's love have been revealed to me these past 10 days. After Charlie's assassination, we didn't see any violence. We didn't see rioting. That's clearly evident, isn't it? She said we didn't see revolution. Instead, what we saw, what my husband has always prayed he would see in this country, a revival. And this past week, we saw people open up a Bible for the first time in a decade. We saw people pray for the first time since they were children. We saw people go to a church service for the first time in their entire lives. That has happened across the nation, maybe with you or folks you know. And her call to you and the rest of us is, pray again, read the Bible again. And she did warn, being a follower of Christ is not easy. Charlie Kirk was often chastised and verbally assaulted in some of the gatherings he'd hold on campus. And people would call out Christianity as false and fake. And he'd point to the apostles and say they lived a life of torment and often torture and death, but they would not renounce Christ. What person would lie and suffer that and even death for something they did not believe in? And then you had Erica with a direct message to Charlie.
I love you, Charlie, baby. And I will make you proud. God bless you all, and God bless America.
She is now the Turning Point CEO and says basically she's just going to carry Charlie's mission forward. It's based on love and faith. I have no doubt many will lift her up. I also have no doubt there will be others coming forward trying to destroy. So you need to get strong in your faith. We all do. Elizabeth Kaiser coming up to join us, the host of Sunday night's Straight Lines here on News Talk STL. Her comments and her thoughts when we continue. Reminding you, lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
News Talk STL has some great programming on the weekend. If you haven't listened, you need to. And if you can't listen live, once again, we make podcasts available for you. Many of you might be following Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer. Well, right behind him is Elizabeth Kaiser, host of Straight Lines on from 8 to 9 Sunday evenings. Elizabeth's on the line with us now. Welcome aboard.
No, thank you, Larry. Thank you.
What were your first thoughts when word came down the other day that Charlie Kirk had been shot, and then when word came that he was dead?
You know, I think we all have two sides of our brains that kick in. The logical side of my brain, I process things differently. It's like I knew that there was going to be definitely the ominous answer, and I got that from my son when I was driving home from the station, ironically, and he called, and I told him to keep me posted so he could keep me posted as to whether Charlie Kirk survived the shot or not. And he couldn't even talk. He called, there was just silence. I knew, and I said, he died, didn't he? And he just said yes. I said, okay, that's what I need to know. My first thought, Larry, I pulled over and I immediately went to my phone. And I'm thinking, who is going to carry on his mission? Who is going to be his successor? Who is going to be that successor, whoever that might be? But we've got to have somebody that's going to be his voice, his power, and to continue this beautiful movement that he has started in our country. That was my first thought.
And now that they've appointed Erica Kirk to be the CEO of Turning Point, take over that and be the lead, you think she will be able to do so?
I think she will. I absolutely think she will. I think that we've got to have somebody like an Erica Kirk that's going to be making the executive decisions, and most importantly, that crucial decision as to those personalities. And more than likely, it's going to be an aggregate, more than one. It will be decentralized because nobody can replace Charlie Kirk. But she has got to be the one in authority in making that decision as to who that person is going to be that's going to select those individuals that can carry on his word and his mission. I can't think of anybody except Erica Kirk that would be the best one for that. So I was very relieved to hear that she is now CEO.
So the memorial service yesterday, did you get to watch much of it?
What I did, actually, after we all went to church, we had watched probably like many of us highlights of the show here and there. And, you know, we've had several speakers. You know, we've got Stephen Miller, of course, Erica Kirk and Donald Trump, J.D. Vance. The two highlights of this beautiful revival, I would call it more of a revival than a memorial or a funeral, and I think Erica Kirk even called it a revival. But the things that really stand out to me, Larry, is Erica publicly forgiving the yes. man who assassinated her husband.
Yes.
And that was it was riveting. I mean, that was an earthquake. And the other speaker that I was really impressed with was the power behind Stephen Miller's words. And some of those words, you know, you have no idea the dragon you have awakened. And I believe part of his speech was to our enemies, you know, you have nothing to share. You have nothing. We have beauty. We have light, goodness, determination. And he was so powerful in his words. I loved his speech.
I want to share something with you that they say it was articulated by Charlie Kirk at one point, saying, these people, those that are against Turning Point USA and what he was trying to do, have a mind virus pathogen. I've been saying that this is the only thing that can explain their irrational behavior, their loss of what it means to be human. They've become organisms without a soul, and I don't think there's a vaccine to cure it. Again, I do believe that it is demonically engineered. Your thoughts?
You know, I've been saying that for a long time, Larry. I'm not kidding you. I said this way before Kirk was assassinated. I started using that word probably 3-4 years ago, virus. I really did. And I have said this on my talk show repeatedly probably for the last 4 or 5 months. And I even mentioned it, too. I think we went on air on the Randy Tobler show just Saturday morning with Jerome, and there is such a rapid cognitive decline with these extremists, these left-wing extremists, that they have lost all ability for any kind of reasoning, critical thinking. I truly believe there's something at work that might be, it's really odd, but might not just be brainwashing, but something actually organic in the brain. And I've been saying that for a long time, because there's no other tenable logical explanation of how they have just lost the ability for any kind of independent thought thinking.
I can lay that in some cases just to laziness, that they don't want to really critically think. And they also just absorb whatever's put in front of them like a sponge. But at some point, you think that they would wake up. But there are repercussions against some of those who've taken positions and denouncing the killing of Kurt, not the killing, but praising the man that killed him. And the defense secretary, Hegseth, has a campaign that he wants to make known every member of our services that celebrates or mocks the fatal shooting. That could be considered a witch hunt. And you being an attorney, I'd like your thought on an Air Force judge advocate and a law professor says going beyond things that directly impact good order and discipline, directly impact the military mission, just to retribute and punish, therefore suppress, chill any personal expression based on ideological grounds is beyond the pale.
So, you know, there's been a continuous perpetual struggle, of course, between the First Amendment and what arises to the threshold of hate speech and speech that incites a criminal act, speech that incites hate, speech that incites murder. And that's exactly what we've seen. And the First Amendment and free speech, of course, is coveted, as it should be coveted in our founding fathers. But I do not believe that our founding fathers ever envisioned or contemplated that they're going to protect speech that incites hate and murder and the silencing of human beings because you don't like what they say.
What about celebrating?
And that is always going to be a struggle. I personally am very relieved in seeing that our administration is going on the offense and making sure that these people, that there are repercussions, that there are consequences. These people who are teaching our children, these pediatric nurses that are supposedly protecting our children and giving them medical treatment, and they go on social media publicly and say that we shouldn't stop at killing Charlie. We should now kill Erica and his two children. and they're a pediatric nurse. I think our founding forefathers definitely did not contemplate those type of words to be protected by the First Amendment.
The same attorney I was quoting said, "We have never seen institutionally the ability of the Pentagon to limit speech utilized to such an extent purely on ideological grounds." I have to disagree with that, because you say limit speech, that would be free of First Amendment, obviously, and freedom to do, accept or not accept, the COVID vaccines. And they did do that on the watch previously. Or do you see a conflict there or not?
Well, the key word you just said is ideological grounds. When somebody narrates and articulates an opinion or a statement or espouses a particular narrative or belief of an ideology, that's completely different than inciting and perpetuating behavior that results in assassinations, that results in murder. And I go back to, what did our founding forefathers contemplate? They did not contemplate social media. In fact, Jerome and I had a long conversation about that Saturday morning there at the station. And I firmly believe they did not contemplate this ubiquitous, dangerous platform ecosystem, this orbit that's available for anybody to pick up the microphone, qualified or not, which 99.9% are not qualified, and to spew forth false narratives, hate speech,
and lies,
and to incite and to invoke the killing of our people, or the insidious silencing of certain factions that have certain messages. They didn't contemplate that. We have a new war on our hands.
That's true. We'll have to discuss that at another time. But you can also catch Elizabeth Kaiser on Sunday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m. right here.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I don't need the pills you take, just feel the spirit moving. Brother, I ain't slept in days, all without the drugs you use. Help me for the builder's use, use me for the Great Commission. As it was and always will, as it is, I'm here to win. Old time screaming and shouting, grow up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong, be left out in way of trying God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This is undoubtedly a shameful move by the British, French, Canadian, and Australian governments. It sends completely the wrong signal. It is a gift to Hamas and completely undermines Israel and also the United States as well. And this is a reward for terrorism, basically. And I do think it's the worst foreign policy decision taken by a British Prime Minister in many, many decades. It's an absolute disgrace. It's shameful. And I do think this is incredibly dangerous, what we're seeing right now. An opinion poll published yesterday showed that 9 out of 10 Britons actually oppose the recognition of a Palestinian state. So what Keir Starmer is doing is he's appeasing the far-left elements of his own party, including Islamic elements as well, who form a voting bloc in the UK. And I do think also that Keir Starmer, in many respects, is the worst British Prime Minister of the modern era. His approval ratings are around 15% to 20%, hugely unpopular among the British people, already a lame duck after just a year in office. And this is a catastrophically stupid move by Keir Starmer. The original idea, of course, came from Emmanuel Macron, the French president, who's also a lame duck president. So this is going to be an absolute disaster, and it's also going to cause significant tensions between the UK and Israel and the United States as well.
No doubt about that. That is now Gardner, a former Margaret Thatcher aide. And of course, he was very harsh on UK Starmer and Macron of France, basically accepting the idea that Palestine should be a free sovereign state. Hamas even penned a letter to President Trump asking for a 60-day Gaza truce. Hamas wrote the letter to Trump asking for a 60-day truce. And in the meantime, they've got allies lining up against Israel to declare that, well, Hamas should have the Palestinian territory. Now, those who are accepting it are not looking at it as Hamas having it, but the Palestinians. Not every Palestinian is a member of Hamas. Every member of Hamas is a Palestinian, much like jihadists. And what Starmer and others are doing by siding with Israel becoming, or rather, Gaza and that Palestinian area becoming a sovereign state, they are siding against Israel, and they're going to create additional conflict. Britain, Australia, Canada, and Portugal officially recognized a Palestinian state last night after 2 years of the war in Gaza. Got France, Belgium, and others following. Of the territory claimed by the state of Palestine, as they want to call themselves, Israel currently controls the West Bank. The Gaza Strip, obviously, is largely in ruins because of the Hamas terrorist act after they went into Jerusalem October 7, 2023. According to one tally, 145 countries out of 193 UN members now recognize the state of Palestine. That does give more, quote, credibility to Hamas, which is exactly what they wanted. It's a sellout. Russia, alongside other Arab countries, almost all African and Latin American countries, most Asian countries, including India and China, have already been supporting that. And now, because of the conflict, 13 more countries are stepping forward to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. Netanyahu's government completely rejects the idea, and rightly so, knowing that it is basically going to set up the possibility that they could have arms shipped in to Palestine and they could spread their message of hate and destruction across other parts of the world. And the immediate target, the closest target, Israel. If we had any of these other countries in the same situation that Israel is right now, those that are recognizing the sovereignty of Palestine, if they were the ones to be threatened once Palestine is a, quote, official sovereign state, if they were the ones to be threatened and pay the price for it, they would not line up with that side. But it's not in their backyard, as it is for Israel. They are surrounded by enemies who want to destroy them. In Asia, Japan, South Korea, and Singapore do not recognize Palestine, nor does Panama in Latin America. Europe is the most divided on this issue, split almost 50-50 over Palestinian statehood. Europe is changing, its face is changing because of the mass migrants and migration and Muslim influence. You continue down this road, you will not recognize those countries 20 years from now, maybe even 10 years from now. And there will be a reckoning. We made a mistake. It's going to be a little hard at that point. President Trump indicating that when it comes to autism, how much Tylenol might be involved. That is Tylenol or acetaminophen, which is the primary ingredient in Tylenol, especially if taken by pregnant women. You're already going to hear an outcry and pushback. But there's no solid proof. Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy had vowed to unveil the cause of the autism epidemic by this month. And earlier this month, the Wall Street Journal said he is going to release a report linking autism to Tylenol. There are other options in Tylenol. Isn't it a good idea to put the word out that it could be linked and let the American people, the women, decide if they're going to risk that with their baby? Pregnant women have very few safe options for any pain relief anyway. Some have already discouraged ibuprofen and Advil. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said in a statement, quote, acetaminophen remains a safe, trusted option for pain relief during pregnancy. Despite unfounded claims, there is no clear evidence linking prudent use to issues with fetal development. I remember when my wife was pregnant with each of our children. There would be days she would be in a lot of pain and everything. She wanted no meds whatsoever. Nothing for a pain reliever. And I admired her for putting up with some of the things that she was dealing with. Many women have done that. Many have taken Tylenol or Advil and had perfectly healthy babies. Others have had kids born with autism. Was it linked to that drug or something else? There's a lot of information we still need to know and have. But I think just putting the word out and warning women, you must be aware of the possibility. Therein lies another part of the story. There are those that do testing of their child and the viability of the child while they're still carrying it. If there's any indication it might be born deformed in any way, the option, the only option they see is abortion. You should know if you're in that situation or know others who are, there are many groups and outlets out there that are willing to help you and your child after the child is born. And also keep in mind what the doctors tell you that the child might suffer may never occur. Could be born, quote, normal. The fact we do know, abortion means death for the child. If you're a young couple, even if you have several children already, you don't know how you would take care of a child that might be handicapped in some way. I've been blessed enough that we did not have to face that dilemma. And for those of you who do face it, I pray for you and your child. I don't want pseudoscience killing babies, nor pseudoscience being pushed as real science on a consistent basis. If there is a legitimate issue and concern about even over-the-counter meds, we need to make women aware of it. We already make it clear that they should not be taking drugs of any kind, illicit, nor alcohol. We'll see what the final results are on the latest studies involving Tylenol, Advil, autism. The Charlie Kirk Memorial yesterday reached millions upon millions. You had the stadium full, and then you had the live streams and other outlets putting it out constantly, and replays and excerpts of it. The most piercing remark made at Charlie Kirk's memorial came from someone who was truly sharing Charlie's faith as well as hers. Erica Kirk.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save, young men, just like the one who took his life. That young man. That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man. That young man. I forgive him.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it? But she found the words to say it and what she believed. I spent quite a bit of time in the first hour today talking about my struggles to be that graceful and forgiving. If you missed it, I do encourage you to pull it up in the podcast and maybe share with others. Because it's one thing to preach about forgiveness if it's not your family and your loved ones involved. It's entirely different when it comes to your house. Thank you for listening. Encourage others, will you? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.